Now, we are talking instant coffee. What's your favourite? What's your go-to? Apparently, and this is what's being said, is that we're trying to save money, and so you are ditching your morning coffee from your favourite coffee shop, and you are going back to the instant varieties. If you are one of those people, 1-3-3-8-82, we'd love to hear from you. And if you are an instant coffee drinker, we want to know what your go-to is.
Right. So I've just watched Carl spend 5 minutes making a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love you to tell us how you prepare an instant coffee quicker than that. I mean, that was ridiculous how long you took, but I will go through the process and work out whether that is just over the top. But you're right, up 9% spike in sales, and therefore people aren't drinking as much at their local barista. Scott's at Belgo. What do you go to?
My go-to is McKenna or Robert Timms, but when I have it with my brekkie like I did this morning, you put your coffee, and I only use raw sugar. You put your milk in, then you put your hot water in because your milk doesn't burn the beans, and it creates a nice taste.
So you put the beans in, you put the sugar in, then you put the milk in, then the hot water.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Okay, and the brand that you're using?
At the moment, I'm using McKenna, but the other one I usually go to is Robert Timms as well.
Okay, mate. All right, we'll put that down on the list. That's not how Carl prepares his, and it was very confusing watching it. But 1-3-3-8-82, how do you prepare an instant coffee? What about this, Millsy and Carl? To all the morning coffee drinkers, do yourself a favour and swap it for a pint of cold water and you'll feel half your age. So have a pint of cold water rather than drink coffee in the morning. Don't know if that'd get a lot of people going. Now, Donna says Nescafe Short Black. Have you had that?
No. Well, I've had plenty of Nescafe over the years, but not had the Short Black. I'm assuming likes just drinking the coffee black for that reason?
I drink black coffee and prefer instant over the cafe type. They never make it hot enough, says Donna, which is one of your tests, actually. You prepared a coffee a little bit earlier for Seb, who is a coffee drinker. I'm not. It is hot.
Very hot.
Very hot.
Burnt my tongue.
So far, what do you think?
It's better than the ones I make with instant coffee, but it's not up to a cafe level, no.
All right. So Carlina will work you through how to make a cafe-style instant coffee taste like one from the... Well, does it taste like one from the cafe?
No, not quite on that level, unfortunately.
Sorry, Carl. Explain what you do.
Yeah, well, see, I reckon it does, but that's just my own opinion because I've been doing it for a long time. So it's all about the milk, about the milk, about the milk, Millsy. Now, when you go to any barista, they will do what with the milk? They won't just pour cold milk in there, will they?
No,
what
they'll warm it up.
Yeah, and how do they do that?
They put it under one of those silver thing. Yeah.
A steamer. So that's that little thing that...
Yep. But this is instant coffee we're talking.
Yeah, so that's how they do it. So essentially what I do is that when I grew up, it was Nana to Mum, and you'd boil milk on the stove. But now all you do is you put it in the microwave. So what you do is you get your favourite coffee. So for me, I'm a McKenna man, so the freeze-dried variety.
Right.
Is one that works really well. So it depends on how strong you like it, but I'm always put two. So Seb got two of those this morning. He wanted a little bit of sugar, so I put like half a sugar in there because I don't like to have too much sugar. In fact, I prefer mine with virtually none.
Right.
So then you fill it almost to the top with milk. No water.
No water.
No water.
Milk.
No, well, if you look at the barista, how much actually goes into your cup anyway?
Don't know.
Not much. Like
all right, all milk, and what do you do then?
All milk, then whack it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes. And then halfway through, or probably a minute and a half into it, stir it, depending on the size of your cup. But if you're going for what I'd call the equivalent of a large coffee,
right?
Then after a minute and a half, you stir it, and then the last minute, and then you look at the top of it, and it actually looks like a barista-made one anyway, except if you want to do a little design, you just draw it in with your...
With your finger, as you did.
Well, no, with this teaspoon. You saw me stir it with this teaspoon, just slightly.
Okay. Now, that to me is different. I just thought you'd get coffee and put hot water in it and put milk on top, but obviously not.
No.
Nescafe with powdered Carolina Reaper. Perfect, says Karen of Mandurah. And coffee sachets, Old Town is the best, says Scotty. What do you think of Carl's methodology? Does anyone else have their instant coffee the way that Carl prepares his, or have you got a better way?